الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال الله تبارك وتعالى: لا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أكون سمعه الذي يسمع به، إلى آخر الحديث. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Inna alladhina amanu, those who have brought iman, wa amilu silus salihat. And then who follow it up with amali saliha, sayaj'alu lahum ar-Rahman wudda. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will create for such people wood, love. And that love Allah will spread everywhere and to everyone. This is also one of the series of our Jummah Bayans. And the first one was with regard to Durood Sharif. And that is such an ibadah by which a person can become the favorite of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The second one was Amale Jummah. The amal of Jummah that we have to do, by which also a person becomes a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. And this is on nawafil, our nafil namazas. And this is also by which a person becomes very easy, a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And anything that a person does just to become a friend of Allah, just like a person who gets in the habit of making a lot of shukr, a person who makes tawadu, who is humble, and Allah befriends that person, the rest of your tarbiyat, your islah, Allah Himself makes it. Whatever now other bad qualities you got, Allah will remove them. Because Maulana Jalaluddin Rum Rahmatullah Ali has written, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali narrated many times to us, that there was a king and a person from the village, a Badu. He came and he befriended the king. So he should come always to the king. They should sit, eat also everything. After some time, the king said, I'm coming to your place also. Visit you. We are friends now. You visit me always. So I'll come to your place to visit you. He said, Badshah Salamat, how are you going to visit me? He was with the king and he knew the king when he goes on his travels, he goes with his whole entourage. They travel on elephants on those days, on camels, horses. And then all the ministers' families also go, the servants of the ministers also go. They usually big palaces they have where they stay. And my little jhompri, my little hut, how are you going to come and fit in there? So the king told him, you haven't understood me. When I will come and decide to come to you, first I will build your place for you. I will make it a huge palace where we all can come and stay. Then we will come. Just like that, once Allah befriends a person, we are not even like that villager. And Allah is much more greater than that king. But you just become friends with Allah, Allah will make your heart like that. Allah will purify it from all the dirt. Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Allahabad, what a beautiful deduction he made from this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Innal muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan afsaduha wa ja'alu a'izzata ahliha adhilla. That kings, when they enter a country, they cause complete destruction there. And all the people of the previous government, they have now attacked a country, they have taken over. Then all the people of the previous government, they either put them into exile, either put them into prison, or either kill them, so that they don't cause any problems. So he says, when Allah enters your heart, then all the enemies of Allah, pride, jealousy, love of dunya, Allah exiles them, throws them out from there. Because now it's Allah's government. And he don't want the previous government all the dirty elements to come and interfere again. So this is also one way by making our nawafil, and a person becomes a wali of Allah. And once you have become a wali of Allah, Allah will build your heart for you. He'll build that palace also. Allah will remove all your bad qualities also. Allah will make you how He wants to. So there is also a very easy way. So in the explanation of this ayat, when Allah loves a person, Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I love so and so, you also love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam announces in the malaika, all the angels, I love so and so, you also love him. Then his love is spread until everyone loves him. And Allah puts his muhabbat, his maqbooliyat in the people of the world. So much so that even in animals his muhabbat comes. Allah makes it widespread. And one way of doing this is, which has come in this hadith Qudsi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, la yataza, the first part of the hadith from another hadith, that the most closeness a person gains to Allah ta'ala is by faraiz, by fulfilling your faraiz. You become the most closest to Allah ta'ala. And this also makes it quite clear that our tasawwuf, which we have got from our akabir and our aslaf, is a very correct and balanced tasawwuf. Not that you just get engaged in nafil and you forget your faraiz. First, your priorities must be right. Your faraiz must be in order. So, the person gains the greatest closeness to Allah ta'ala by faraiz. Mujaddid al-Fisani, rahmatullah alayhi, has written, whole lifetime nafil doesn't equal one faraz. Faraz is the most important thing. But then, after his faraz, he follows it up with nawafil. And then he becomes, la yazalu abdi yataqarrabu ilayya, abu ilayya, abu ilayya, abu ilayya min nawafil. A person does his nawafil, and now he gains closeness to Allah Ta'ala, until so much so Allah says, he becomes my eyes with which I see, my ears with which he hears, my tongue with which he speaks, hands, legs with which he holds and walks. What does this mean? The ignorant Sufis have given a complete wrong meaning to this hadith. The correct meaning is that now Allah protects your eyes from looking at haram. Allah protects your tongue from speaking haram. All your whole body, every part of it is protected by Allah. So by the barakat of nawafil, this hadith is also sarahat in the fact that now Allah will make you his choices. And Allah will make your complete tarbiyat and your islah. And you will become corrected. The other correct meaning of this hadith is that Allah will put so much barakat in your eyes. What you look at, as we say, it turns into gold. There will be barakat in everything. Where you walk, there will be barakat. And we find this reality in the ummah, by Zubani Hal, the condition of the ummah. They want buzurgs to come to their house. Still today, this is a nature in the ummah. Please come to our house. Please come to our shop. Just come and make one dua. Your legs just fall into our house. There will be barakat. This is that barakat. When a person becomes a wali of Allah, then Allah puts barakat everywhere. And this is a fact which even I have in my little life, I've witnessed with my eyes. I've seen Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, our Shaykh, other buzurgs, when they visited our country, those days, 30, 40 years ago, they brought small babies to them, please make them on the baby. Make technique for the baby. Just come to our house. Today those same babies, they are sitting here. We see them, they are muftis, they are maulanas, they are hafiz. What was it? That barakat of those buzurgs. So this is when that barakat, now when Allah loves you, He puts so much barakat in your speaking, your one dua, your dam that you make, you just blow on water, you just make some technique, in everything Allah Ta'ala puts barakat. So of these nawafil, there are certain which have come in the hadith also. This is also a great feather in the hat for us, that it is from hadith sharif. One is Awwabin Namaz. Awwabin is another name for Tawwabin. Tawwabin means a person who makes a lot of Tawbah. And just like we speak Makkah, Bakkah, Mumbai, Mumbai, Bombay. Like that, Awwabin, Tawwabin. It is the same Namaz. And the person who makes a lot of tawbah, Allah loves. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah loves those people tremendously who make a lot of tawbah. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kama la dhanba lah. A person who makes tawbah of his guna is like a person who committed no guna whatsoever. At-ta'ibu habibullah. A person who makes tawbah is the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is a very, very blessed, and it is from tawwabin. It's also from awwah. Awwah means the great lovers of Allah ta'ala. So by making awwabin, we will be included in those people who make a lot of tawbah. We will be included in those people who are counted amongst the lovers of Allah ta'ala. Awwabin namaz is from 6 to 20 rakats. After Maghrib namaz, 6 to 20. In one riwayat, it comes clearly, man salla ba'd al-faridha, man salla ba'd al-maktuba, 6 rakati. A person who reads 6 rakats after the faraz of Maghrib, his awwabin will be made. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this, that Maghrib namaz, alhamdulillah, the ummah reads. After that, 2 sunnate muakkada, everyone reads also. And after that, 2 nafils, everyone reads also. Famous in the ummah, Maghrib is 7 rakats. 3 faras, 2 sunnate muakkada, 5, 2 nafils, 7. So, 4 we are reading after maktuba, after faridha, after the farad. We just have to add 2 more, and then it becomes 6. And that's the minimum amount of awwabin. So if we will do that, if we read that, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who makes awwabin gets the ibadat of 12 years of ibadat. He gets the sawab of 12 years of ibadat. To understand this practically, in our terms and our understanding, you are working for somebody and the boss told you, There is a special customer who has come in. He has come from very far and he really buys very good. If you just stay 5 minutes extra, to make 2 rakats namaz won't even take us 5 minutes. You just stay 5 minutes and I'll give you 12 years wages. So if that person is getting a wage of 10,000 rand a month, for 120,000 for the year, 12 times 120, how much? Over almost 2.5 million rand. Just for that 5 minutes. And this is just an example. What Allah will give, what is 2.5 million rand? What is $2.5 million, riyals? Nothing whatsoever. So just that little bit, make that 2 more rakats and 12 years of ibadat. And not only that, if you make awwabin namaz, it comes in the riwayat, if your sins are equal to all the foam of the seas of the world, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. To understand this in our times, if a person has got so much debts, billions and trillions and quadrillions, all the foam of the sea, so much, but you Allah say, you just stay on the 2 minutes more. Make your 2 rakats to make it 6, the minimum of awwabin. And I will write off all those debts of yours. So easy that we can get all our sins forgiven if they are equal to all the foam of the oceans of the world. Ulama say that for major sins we should make tawbah, the proper tawbah from our major sins. And this refers to major minor sins. But anyway, in the hadith, that all your sins will be forgiven. So great virtues just by making the 2 rakats more. And it will be included in 6. According to Muhaddithin. Fuqaha say the 6 will be separate from the 2 sunnate muakkada. For safety's sake, on special occasions like Ramzan, make 6 separate. After 2 sunnate muakkada, make another 6. But inshallah, by just making that 6 also, and that was the mizaj of our Shaykh and our silsila, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, they look for all the sahulat, the easy ways. So by making that 6, so 2 sunnate muakkada we are making, 2 sunnafils we are making, just add 2 more, and it is our 6. and we will get this great reward. May Allah give us tawfiq. And then after Isha, then we have our namaz, which is called tahajjud. Shaitan, our arch and worst enemy, has put it in our minds that tahajjud is not for us. It is for the exceptionally pious people. They make tahajjud. Or it is for those old people who in any case can't sleep. They're suffering from insomnia. So what they're going to do? They might as well as just make tahajjud. It is for those people who are retired. They're not going to work, so they get up tahajjud time. And they go and sleep after Ishraq. Till almost Zohar time they sleep. They got no work to do. And me, I'm a busy man. I haven't got time to sleep, to get up for tahajjud. I have to do a whole day's work. I have to earn my living, etc. This is all shaitan's dhoka. Those who have understood tahajjud and brought it in their lives and in their families, we find buzurgs who, from the age of 5, whole life till 90 they lived, never did they miss their tahajjud. Because tahajjud is one of the easiest namaz. But shaitan has put it in our minds and made it the most difficult. Tahajjud namaz is after Salatul Isha. And it is between 2 and 8 rakats. Minimum is 2, you make 2 also, your tahajjud will be done. You make 8, mashallah, mubarak, very good. So, between 2 and 8 rakats. And tahajjud is after Isha, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a person who makes his a person who makes his tahajjud namaz, after his Isha namaz, then that person will get the reward of tahajjud. And Isha namaz is the 4 faras of Isha, the 2 sunnate mu'akkada. The minute you have done that is the basics of Isha. By all means, and do read 4 sunnat ghair mu'akkada before Isha. Read 2 nafils after the sunnat. Read other sunnat ghair mu'akkada. All that, read it. But the basics of Isha are 4 faras of Isha and 2 sunnat mu'akkada of Isha. The minute you have done that, then your Isha is complete. And the time of tahajjud starts from there. And the very words of the hadith, Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullahi alayhi, has written his fatwa on this, that kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fa huwa min qiyam al-layl. Well, everything nafil that is read after the faras of Isha, kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fa huwa min al-layl, that is qiyam al-layl. So we can make a minute for faras we read. And some people have this doubt that tahajjud is at that time their tahajjud. But we all make witr throughout the year after our Isha. Witr namaz is a separate namaz from Isha. Isha is a faraz namaz. Witr is a witr namaz. Its status is witr. They are both not of the same status. It is of a lesser status than faraz. Isha, witr, you cannot make it before Isha. You have to have the sequence. After you made your Isha finish, you made your 4 faraz of Isha to sunnat muakkada. Now by all means you can make your witr. And in Ramzan, we all make it with Jamaat, witr namaz. Even Mufti Azam and Shaykh al-Hadith, Shaykh al-Tafsir, everyone makes their witr with Jamaat because the time has come in. If it witr time and tahajjud time is the same time. The same time. So if it wasn't time, how could we make it with Jamaat? If the time of tahajjud has come already. And the ulama have written that a person will get the sawab of qiyam al-layl, will get the sawab of tahajjud. Or the buzurg for fuqaha who make a difference between qiyam al-layl and tahajjud. But you'll get the sawab of qiyam al-layl, you'll get the sawab of tahajjud. And in one hadith, it has come that a person who makes his tahajjud namaz, he will get 4 great in'amat, 4 great blessings from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is da'bus saliheen. It is the practice, the way of the pious people, tahajjud namaz. So a person who makes tahajjud, he will be counted amongst the pious people. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his unique, beautiful way, presents this in this way, that there is a register kept by Allah Ta'ala of all the saliheen, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah. And whoever makes tahajjud, his name goes into that register. And we need our name in the register of the saliheen, not in Guinness Book of Records. We don't need to do anything to get our name in Guinness Book of Records, but in the saliheen. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that tahajjud, you make two rakats after your Isha, your Sunnah Muakkada also. You made your two rakats in a sitting position. You read short surahs, you will be included amongst the tahajjud guzar. You won't be perhaps in the first saf of those people who read whole suparas in tahajjud namaz, who spend 1-2 hours in tahajjud, but you won't be left out from the last saf. You will be included in that group of those people who make tahajjud. And then the second is qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You will be not only a VIP, but a VVIP by Allah Ta'ala. A bed like today, like if you travel by aeroplane and somebody has made VIP arrangement for you at the airport. As soon as you come out of the aeroplane, somebody is waiting with your name on a board. You tell them, I'm that person. They take you to the VIP lounge. You got no immigration to do, no customs. They tell you to sit there, there is free coffee, tea, ice cream, cold drink, biscuits, juices, whatever you want to, you can have. They take your passport, they go and do your immigration for you. They take your baggage tags, they get your baggage, they do the customs. They come and give you, here's your passport, here's your baggage, there's the VIP car, now you can go if you wish to. Just like that, much more than that. Qiyamah's Day, one of the many announcements that will be made, that where are those people who used to make tahajjud? They will stand up. We are those people. You come away. No immigration for you. Sawal, jawab, hisab, kitab. No customs for you. No immigration, no customs. You come and sit under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that will be the Allah's VIP lounge, where there will be a cool breeze. There will be what and what to eat and drink. If you want to see what's carrying on, people are going through immigration, customs, all that. And if you want to, there, go. You can go straight into Jannah. So just by the two rakats, how can we deprive ourselves? So, qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum, mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. By making the barakat of tahajjud, your sins are forgiven. And not only that they are forgiven, the fourth great virtue, manhatun, manhiyatun anil ithm. It stops you from guna. Like a person, there are many of us, perhaps all of us, we got the weakness of eyes looking at us, we hate it, we don't like it, but we get involved again. Anger, we get involved again. We don't like ourselves for becoming angry, for our laziness. So this tahajjud namaz, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give this beautiful example, like electricity which is produced by the power station, then it supplies. And as it supplies, the power becomes less. So they put a substation to boost it again. So tahajjud is your substation. It boosts the power to stop you from guna. Your spiritual strength it gives you, and now you can control your eye, guna of the eyes, guna of the mind, all evil thoughts that come to a person, all these things now you will be able to control it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, also used to say that the tahajjud after Isha is like eating simple food, like dal, roti, any food which is simple. And the tahajjud of 3-4 o'clock, that is like biryani. But in the hope of biryani, don't leave out your dal roti. After Isha, you are away. So make your tahajjud, you'll get your strength, you'll get all the benefit. Perhaps your eyes don't open, the alarm doesn't go off. And there you must your tahajjud. And if you have eaten your dal roti, don't think you are full, you won't be able to eat biryani. The minute you get the smell of biryani and the smell of roast, your appetite will open up again. Then you can make the tahajjud of that time. So there is also a great namaz. Very simple we can see. Shaitan deceived us. Awwabin everyone can make. Tahajjud everyone can make. And you become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Another great namaz is the namaz of Ishraq. Ishraq is from the word Sharq, when the sun, the light, the rays of the sun have spread, that is roughly 13-15 minutes after sunrise. There's a time, and Ishraq namaz is between 2 and 4 rakats. And at that time, there is the Ishraq namaz. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that in one battle, the spoils of war, the booty of war, it was distributed, and one Sahabi made business with it, things what you don't need, you sell it to somebody else, you buy for somebody or somebody what you need, you see as a bargain, you buy, you sell it again, he made a lot of profit. And it's human nature, when anything good happens to you, you like to go and tell it who you love the most. Like you come home, you tell the family, today was a good run in the business. Today I made a lot of money. You feel happy. So he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, oh Allah's Rasul, I made a lot of money in the booty of war I got. I bought, sold, I made a lot of profit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my sahabi's mind is going towards dunya. So he had to bring it back again and bring reality to him. He said, must I not show you something which is even more profitable than that? Everyone will want that. He said, please do tell me. He said that in the morning when the sun rises and it throws its rays on all the gold and silver, diamonds, jewels, all the valuables of the world, and that you spend, that in itself is not even the wing of a mosquito. But when you spend it in the path of Allah, it becomes valuable. 2 rakats of Ishraq is more valuable than that. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes his Ishraq, he gets the sawab of Hajj and Umrah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added the word Tam, complete, because he knew my ummah will doubt that 2 rakats Ishraq namaz, and sawab of Hajj and Umrah, for Hajj Umrah, how lot expenses, agents, visas, tickets, hotel accommodation, making arrangements at home. How lot of work for it. How can you just 2 rakats? So, and in one riwayat, 3 times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tam, Tam, Tam. That definitely there is no doubt. By making your Ishraq namaz, you get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah complete. And in any case, if you do love your Hajj and Umrah and you go, you can't make Hajj every day. Hajj is only once in a year. Nafil also, Faraz once you can make. Nafil once in a year. Umrah also you can't make every day. How are you going to manage it? But yeah, with your Ishraq and charge, every Ishraq namaz, you can get the sawab every day of full Hajj and Umrah. So easy, and just 2 rakats. And a person who makes his Ishraq, Allah makes his daily task easy for him. All your work, you are always worried that I must buy this, I must get this done. You make your Ishraq, Allah will see to all your work. It comes clearly in a hadith. A person is in namaz and Allah sees to all his work outside namaz. We are worried of the work outside to sort it, and we can't sort it out. You make your namaz. You be in namaz, you be in the masjid, Allah sees to your work outside the masjid. And then another great nafil namaz is charged, dhuha, which is roughly about 1 hour before the zenith, before zawal time. 1 hour before that is the namaz of charged. Charged is between 2 and 12 rakats. If you make 2 also, your charge will be fulfilled. Very good if you make 12 also. And all these namazes, Awwabin 6 to 20, Tahajjud 2 to 8, Ishraq 2 to 4, charge 2 to 12. So always we just stick to the minimum. But now, for example, those of us who are here in Atikaf, we have given the month for the Allah Ta'ala. We can do the maximum also. We go for Umrah, we have got lot of time. We go in Jamaat, we have got lot of time. So sometimes, or at least once in a lifetime, do the maximum also. Sometimes do the Ishraq the maximum, sometimes the Awwabin the maximum, try our best. Throughout the year, make Tahajjud, 2-4 rakats, 2 at night. 2 tahajjud time. In Ramzan, make it 4 at night. 4 tahajjud, do the maximum. We should try and reach the maximum also. So, charge namaz. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that every day you should give sadaqah. The Sahaba found it hard to give sadaqah, that you have got 360 joints in your body. And for each joint, you should give sadaqah. So 360 sadqas you have to give every day. If you think money wise also, if you give a rand, 360 rand in our time. If you give half a rand, 50 cents, 180 rand, and today 50 cents, they'll throw it down on the ground. They don't want to accept it also. And 360 sadqas. So whole day you'll just be giving sadqa all the time. You won't do any other work. Sahaba found it hard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I explained it, that you smile with your Muslim brother, also sadqa. You give somebody directions, sadqa. If somebody needs a little bit salt, wants to borrow your pen just to write something, that is also sadqa. Every small thing, you remove something that will cause harm to people from the road, sadqa. All these things. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 2 rakats of chash namaz is sadqa for all 360 joints. There are many people who are suffering from backaches, from knee joints, ankle joints, bones, joints, pain, arthritis, gout, etc. We tried many remedies. Tried the remedy of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give the sadqa. So these are some great namazes that if we make, we will become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. And once you become the wali, Allah will see to your whole tarbiyah. Allah will correct your life. And also, then there is one namaz that we should try and read at least once a week, Salatul Tasbih. We should try and read that, find the details from the kitabs, ask the ulama. In Fadail Amal also the details are written, Ta'limul Islam, Ta'limul Haq, all these kitabs, the details, how to make Salatul Tasbih. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle, Hazrat Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not show you a namaz by which Allah will forgive all your sins, past and future, small and big, present, public and private, all your sins will be forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make a salatul tasbih. If you can, make it daily. Otherwise, once a week. Otherwise, once a month. Otherwise, once a year. And don't be so weak that you don't make it once in a lifetime also. Our, the practice of our akabir is to make it once a week, Jummah time. And that also between Zawal and the Khutbah, during seasons, some season you can manage it easily, other seasons it's a bit difficult. But anyway, try and read it on Jumu'ah. So we should try and read our Salatul Tasbih also at least once a week. So these are some namazes by which very easy, simple, and you become a wali of Allah, and Allah will make your complete Islah and Tarbiyah and what darjas you will get. May Allah give us all tawfiq and make us all His awliya by the barakat of and the hurmat of this month and the Quran Sharif and the rozas. What great things Allah has put together. A person not only must he have his gunas forgiven, but he must make sure he becomes a wali in this month. And it's so simple. And Allah has put everything on the table for you to become a wali and carry it on not for the rest of the year, for the rest of your life. And then your maut will come like Eid. What an enjoyment that maut will be. Al-mautu yusalul habib ilal habib. That is that maut that will come. May Allah give us all of it.